Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. She's a star collector. And I guess Miles is not going to talk to us tonight. So, Pablo, you want to say hi?
Well, you dropped out.
Oh, we dropped out?
Yeah, I dropped out.
Oh, did we?
You dropped out, Jag Off.
Oh, okay.
Frickin' Jag Off.
This is Bob.
And this is Balls Deep Miles.
Oh, come on now.
Come on. You said you liked it.
I have to talk about this because it so unnerves me. So
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Do you want to predict?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Since you know what I'm going to say, so.
Our biggest fan enjoyed going balls deep with Miles.
Okay, so this is what unnerves me. So last week, we had this whole shtick about going balls deep, and it went on way too long.
Yes,
and
it did.
No less than at least three other people have told me how much they enjoyed it. And thought it was funny. And it was basically just you and I saying balls deep and then making up little scenarios.
Yes.
And probably the worst thing is my wife goes around the house all week saying everything's balls deep.
Oh. Because she's never experienced it.
She's like, we're balls deep in this lasagna. I'm like, honey, this is not, I don't think that's what this is supposed to be. But yeah, I've had other folks contact me to tell me to do a balls deep joke. Pablo, don't listen to it. It's horrible. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, really? This gets a reaction? This is what gets a reaction? Apparently, we're doing it all wrong. We just need to be rude and say rude things. And
I'm telling you, I know how to sell. You don't. I know how to sell.
I wish you would start selling.
Well, I was mentioning London Bridging,
that didn't take off.
Well, that was too highbrow for some people. Like Pablo, they're like, I don't think
the balls deep though.
And everyone can relate to balls deep.
Apparently, anyway. That is in the vernacular of everyone. So,
thank you, CB, our biggest fan.
And I will say it is one of our most downloaded shows of recent memory. we didn't even call it balls deep. We called it New Measurements.
I know. You had to give it some lame name, man.
Like, well, you can't just go putting balls deep. You can't just throw balls deep as a title every time.
You know how many hits you would have got? Man, you've been off the chart.
Well, hey, wait. Here's a funny... Let me tell you a funny thing. So I've been trying to do this thing with our site. And so I do these... What I call them is bad AI summaries. And so I take the show, I have it transcribed, and I put it into this AI summation thing. And every week it does a horrible, horrible job of summarizing what we talked about. Half the time it doesn't know that you and I are different people and so forth. But this week, of all weeks... This last week, spot on, I'm going to read you the summation. It's just a little over a paragraph.
Okay, go ahead.
The conversation opens with Bob and Miles as they attempt to start a live stream while discussing various humorous topics. They joke about the intro music and reference nostalgic moments, including a Memorex tape commercial, which is all true. The discussion shifts to making popcorn, with Miles sharing his peculiar recipe that humorously involves cleaning off cat hair. The banter escalates to absurdity as they repeatedly use the phrase balls deep in various contexts, turning into a comedic exploration of the meaning. Then they recount a trip to a card show where Miles accidentally revealed personal information to a questionable vendor who had semi-nude images. The tone remains light true. As they speculate about the vendor's motives and laugh at the absurdity of the situation. The conversation yes. shifts to reminiscing about past events, including a trip to Las Vegas involving a topless show and various hijinks with a former boss. They conclude with a sense of nostalgia for the past and the outrageous stories they've shared. The best AI summation that I've ever had out of this thing.
That was exactly
all the rest of them. Yeah. They're like, you know, monkeys are jumping on a bed and they're screeching yeah. and stuff like that. It makes no sense right. whatsoever. Right. This one, right. crisp and clean. Apparently, AI loves mm-hmm. to hear balls deep.
And who doesn't?
Apparently. So yeah, I don't know what the deal was, but that came through loud and clear.
Well, I think our best friend, you know, our best fan got it. So CB, thank you. You are a gentleman for.
Well, that and CB wants more cooking segments from you and your one stick buttered popcorn recipe.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I butchered a cake tonight, but I didn't want to talk about it, so I don't know.
Did you butcher it in the American pie sense?
No.
A little swordsmanship on the cake or what?
It kind of came out more like cornbread than cake, I guess. It had a weird consistency to it, so I don't know.
Well, it could be what you're
putting into it, I guess.
I don't know. But I must say that I was not only surprised but appalled by the reaction to last week's show.
So, who can I ask who else was enjoying the show?
Besides my wife?
Yeah.
Michael. Michael wrote me specifically to talk about it. and CB and I think Rob mentioned it. The guy named Rob that I talked to mentioned
Rob
it
Zombie.
Before. Yeah, Rob Zombie, exactly.
Rob Zombie listens. Oh
yeah,
man,
Rob Zombie listens. Yeah, and he's like,
yeah,
that's deep. That's what he said.
Well, you can thank me later for my hilarious comedy.
Okay. No. Well, now it's the sophomore slump tonight. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I can tell that. Yeah.
Yeah, sophomore slump. I, mm-hmm. you know, nothing. I have had nothing funny over the last 3 weeks, and so
you haven't.
And so
you haven't.
I'm just, you know, hanging on here. Did you have anything happen, Miles?
Yes, I did. So last week, one night, my wife suddenly is like, oh, my, ow, like, what's wrong? We're watching TV. I go, what's wrong? You know, she's like, ow, my toe, ow. I'm like, okay, well, whatever, you know, ow. You know, this continues. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, just, I think I'm going to go to bed early. I'm like, okay, well, all right, you know. You know, I'm up, you know, watching certain educational things. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just go to bed now. And
I think you're stuck in the lesbian category on Netflix.
European female runners is what I'm kind of looking up.
That seems oddly specific for you to even just spout that right out.
Yeah, well, I made it up. Yeah, I completely.
Oh yeah,
made it
I'm
up.
Sure you made it up.
And
let's see your Google search history.
Oh God, no! Burn this phone, man! Burn this phone immediately. And
you're cracking yourself. Actually, up. Talking, what's up with your toe?
I was talking, Actually, I was talking to my sister about porn the other day. That's funny.
Oh, great. Yeah.
They had gotten like a fire stick or something or whatever that right, is, a fire yeah. stick. Mm-hmm. And so her son was with her. She called me from her car. I go, hey, you know, little so-and-so. I go, does that, what's on that fire stick? Any adult things? And
yeah.
My sister's, oh, yeah, it's loaded. Oh, boy. Love I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't even feel weird about it. You know, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Okay. So anyway, okay, so I go to bed. It's dark, right?
And so what happened to the toe? You left us with the toe going, ow, ow,
right.
Oh, oh, right.
Right, right. So my wife has quieted down. She's in the bedroom. I think she's asleep. I come in. It's dark. I'm trying not to wake her up. She's awake. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. She goes, hold out your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, huh? What? Mm-hmm. She goes, hold out your hand. I'm like, okay. Well, yeah, right, let's see where this goes. I open up my hand. Something light goes into my hand. I go, what is this? She goes, turn on your light.
Is this your new nightly routine?
Yes. So I turn on my camera light.
Unfortunately, she never says you never. She never falls for the bait when you say hold out your hand. I just want to.
Put
yeah, that
out I know there. This is not a two way street. It's, but
you her, say hold out your hand, and she's like, "There's no effing way."
Her complete big toenail has broken off.
Oh my Lord. What the hell?
And it's like, you know, and I look and it's in my hand, you know, I feel like I'm sleeping with Ed Gein at this point. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, this is like the hood off of a 76 Beetle, for Christ's sake. I got,
yeah, I know. I'm like, what the hell? Like, why would you do this? Gross. It's
gross.
It's not right.
What did she do?
She's just like, she's like, well, I'm getting you back for something dirty you did a long time ago. And I go, oh my God, I forgot about that. Well, it actually is another toenail story, because like before we got married, I thought it'd be funny. Like I was like, you know, cutting my nails and I chipped off this big piece of my nail, but I put it in my mouth and I act like I was going to give her a kiss.
Oh God.
And I put the nail into her mouth as we were kissing.
Oh my God, your dirty toenail? That's disgusting.
I'd forgotten about it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I still got married after that. That was a weird part.
Amazing. It must have been because you roofied her.
I was like snowballing, you know. I was like, oh, okay, wait, you know.
You're like, I'm going to give you the kiss of 1,000 socks.
I'd forgotten about that. So now I've got this like painted toenail in my hand.
Oh,
like,
it was painted. At least you kept it painted. Yeah. That's nice.
Gross. Gross.
What did she do to her toe?
I don't know. It like fell off or something. I don't know what happened.
Is
she's like, oh, fun,
is she molting or something? Is she,
I don't, she's like Mothman or something. I don't know what it is.
Is she
like
a penguin? Is she molting? And
I think I'm sleeping with Jeff Goldblum from The Fly or something. I'm like, Jesus.
You know? It's Brendel Fly.
Yeah, I know. It's next week it was her ears. You know, I'm like,
you're gonna wake up with a wet, sloppy kiss, and half your face is gonna be ate off.
Yeah. So yeah.
Did she stub it or something? Or
I don't know. She had some weird explanation for it. It was like fungus or something. I don't even know what it was.
Fungus. Oh, that's even worse. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would you put a whole nail in someone's hand? That's gross.
Well, in the dark is also, I don't understand.
I mean, I've had worse.
You're like, what is this, a turtle shell?
I've had worse, grosser things in the dark in my hand before, but I mean, like, I was not ready for a toenail.
Yeah, that's usually attached to your body.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. A handful
disgusting.
Of skin tags or something. That's
usually, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's I found my old collection. Actually, I did find my old collection of skin tags yesterday.
No,
funny you mentioned
my
that.
God. That's disgusting.
You want me to mail those to you?
No, I told you. I don't want to have your nasty skin tags mailed to my home.
They're all dried out now.
Oh, my God.
You said you wanted a Christmas card.
Should,
what if I put
you
them?
You should sell them as like tiny psychedelic mushrooms.
hey, Pablo, why don't you lunch on these? It's like,
yeah, tasty.
Let me put some cilantro on them. Yummy.
A little chewy.
It's high in calcium.
Are they kosher?
Yeah. Well, they, I don't know what's all with that, but yeah, they're going to. That's just a prayer that's said over them, isn't it? I mean, basically, isn't it?
I think it's more than that, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's more than that. There's a little bit more to the kosher.
I don't know. I just things.
Anyone saying a prayer over your old skin tags in a jar is not going to make it kosher.
I don't know. I just found an expert on Judaism last week, so I will ask him.
Oh, did you? Really?
Yes.
Who's that? Yeah.
I ran into a gentleman who I did not know was of the faith, and he proceeded to tell me everything about it.
Oh, I'm really?
Like, wow. There's so much to know in 5 minutes. Holy cow.
And he lives near you?
Close to, yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
He must be from Illinois.
I guess. I don't know. I just like, oh, okay. I did not know that, but in 5 minutes I knew everything about it. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
That's a lot of information in 5 minutes.
Learning every day.
I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
Well, Pablo, do you have a story for us tonight?
I'm stuck still on, if I can say something here, on the lasagna and the balls in the lasagna.
You're going way back. You're looping way back in the conversation.
My question to you guys is, when you ate it, did it have a nutty taste to it?
No, it was more creamy, actually.
Because it's kind of sweaty. So there were sweaty balls. That's what we're talking about. Sweaty balls of lasagna.
Yeah, it was very creamy and delicious, actually.
And then with a little bit of nail sprinklings, you know.
Yeah, that was on the pie. I like to have a nice, pecan pie with a little toenails in it.
Crunchy.
Oh, God.
Drop that nail into a bag of scoops and see who wins the prize.
Yeah, it did look like a scoop. Yeah, you mentioned that.
So no story, though, Pablo?
Stories about life.
Whatever you want to talk about. Funny story.
I'm still stuck on the balls things because as an old guy, you know, my balls are very susceptible to temperature changes. You know, they
really?
Go up and down like an elevator. You know,
it's
like a thermometer. If it's hot, it goes down. Actually, instead of going up, like mercury usually goes up, but the balls go down. So in the summertime, I use my balls as a Roomba in my house. I just clean my room.
Some kind of Velcro pubic hair down there or something?
Yeah. I don't know if it's pubic because it's not in the pubes. It's the bollock hair,
hair.
So, yeah. And, it's a beautiful thing. You know, with the sweat and everything else, my wooden floors are very shiny.
Oh, good, well, they do have, if you have wood floors and you drag like a cloth over it, it does make it nice and shiny. Would you consider your balls microfiber, perhaps?
I would say they're everything between my legs is micro. I mean, everything. I mean, you need an electron microscope to actually see everything in there.
Oh, really? So, okay. Well, do you have one handy just in case you have visitors?
I run out of plutonium.
You have like some kind of steampunk telescope that you allow women to look at your testicles with or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one of the wonders of the universe. They wrote scientific papers about it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
They're usually one paragraph.
I was
because
say,
there's nothing there, really.
Is it like the nucleus and the electrons and the protons? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, stories. I remodeled my home.
Really?
Bricks. I love it.
Now it looks more habitable. And I had some Great Mexican guys do the work. They were fantastic.
Nothing like Mexicans to work for the Jews. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and most importantly, they were cheap. Exactly. As a Jew, that's very important. And so now I own them because they're undocumented. And they didn't do what I tell them.
That's terrible.
It's going to be genocide, you know.
No, don't say that.
And so somebody told me I'm Jewish. They told me free Palestine. I go, I'm Jewish. As long as it's free, I'll take it.
Oh, there you go.
Sure, free Palestine, free anything. You know.
Samples, what have you. Did you redecorate your house and paint samples, paint chips?
Yeah.
Paint. They're all free. You just go to the store, pick out whatever colors you like.
Exactly. And they were cheap.
You're like, can I get about 10,000 more of these?
Yeah, it was great. A new toilet, that I can actually fits my ass now, and it's beautiful.
Is it a tall toilet or is it a short toilet?
It's a tall one because I'm 65 and I'm old.
I've recently had to be at the hotel for a few days, and I swear to God, it's like I'm sitting on the floor when I use the hotel toilet. This thing, it's like they need to have, they have that bar to help you get into the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
They need a bar to help you get on the toilet, for Christ's sake, because I'm like, it's like below 90 degrees on my legs. I'm like bending way down. It's terrible. I'm like, what the? It's just like, am I down yet? Am I touching yet? No, go farther. I need like a backup camera for me to sit on the fucking
toilet. It actually is great if it's low because it's like, it's squatty potty.
Squatty potty, yeah.
Yeah, I put my legs on it, and it's like I feel like I'm in India, on that hole.
Right.
So they just go like this with my legs. It's a beautiful feeling.
They give you a bucket of water every time you go in, and that's how you flush. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Newspaper. New York Times.
Does your sack touch the water?
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, it does, and they don't swim very well.
That's how he cleans it off after mopping the floor with it.
Mm-hmm.
but what I do is I put life preservers in my balls and to just float.
I will tell you, never go to the lake to swim because you may catch a fish, a couple bobbers. But I hate the short toilets. I'm like, oh my God, they're trying to kill me with these toilets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a problem because my penis does look like a worm. So when I go, fish are trying to bite it. I go, hey,
oh my gosh.
It's not bait. It's my, thingy,
My thingy. It's a patent. Sorry, that's a trademarked Pablo's thingy. Yeah.
Am I ding-a-ling?
Exactly. Oh my gosh! I forgot where we were. Your remodel—that's what it was. You have a tall toilet. Now, do you have a bidet? Because Miles doesn't like me to talk about bidets.
Yeah, but I have one of those. I have a bidet, and fortunately, or fortunately, the water pressure in my city is tremendous. I mean, it's. I open my mouth and it's like I'm like like one of those fountain what do you call them fountain statues
you're spitting water
I
open
like those fish or whatever.
Oh my God,
it's a great
I love a bidet. We got we got three of them now here, so get out of town.
Yeah, do you go to maximum pressure and stay there for an hour?
That's a bit personal. The I don't start on maximum pressure.
Okay.
But I try to work my way up to it, And Miles, whenever you come visit next time, we got him in all the bathrooms now, so you're all set.
I don't know if I'm invited.
Probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
Well, if you do come... you're sleeping in your car.
You might want to check that upstairs bathroom for an upper decker that I left.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But no, it's just, no, they're great. I mean, I know you always get squeamish when I talk about it, but I mean, it's a life changer, that bidet, I'll tell you.
I've never had it. Never did it.
Well, if you ever visit, if I ever allow you in my house again, I will.
I don't think you're going to allow it.
So I will give you the tutorial. You don't think I'm going to allow it again? Okay.
Well, I don't think so.
It's kind of a liberating feeling when you sit on that and you go to maximum pressure. You go, hey, I understand people are in jail and they want to stay there. You know, kind of. I go, yeah, there's love to be found there. That's what I'm trying to talk about. I'm all about love, and a bidet can be love. You know?
Yeah, could be. It certainly could be. Could be a good friend, that's for sure.
Good
friend. Or possibly a Saturday night, one of the two.
You know, it's a beautiful night out. You know, you have fun.
Yeah. Miles used to have his bathroom in his old condo, or whatever you want to call it, Miles.
It was a condo. It was.
Yeah, he had a skylight above the toilet.
I bought the house based on that alone.
And you could sit there in his old place and just look up at the stars if you turn the light off.
Yeah, you could. Oh, wow. That's true. Yeah.
I was like, you've never, that was the height of your living. If I would, you know, if I rated all the places you lived at that I've been to, that was it.
Oh yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I love that bathroom. Just for that reason.
He had the Leonard Maltin's Companion book in there. So you got some good reading done too.
Jesus, this guy's got the best memory. Christ.
That sounds very scientific and astronomical. I mean, when you're sitting on the toilet, you look up and try to recognize some galaxies or
Uranus.
I don't think he ever really thought about it. I think he just thought, this is cool. I can look at the stars while I shit.
I like a satellite's looking down on me right now. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was the coolest bathroom. And
that was cool. Who else has a thing in their bathroom like that?
Nobody. I've never been to a bathroom like that.
I know. It was like the best. I mean, the house sucked, but man, that was kind of neat.
I will tell you. Go ahead, Pablo.
Yeah, I just want to ask you a question since we're in the bathroom situation. Am I the only one with a television right in front of me, in front of the toilet? I mean, do you guys have a TV?
No.
I don't have very many TVs in the house.
I got books, I got magazines, and I got a TV. And I got an Amazon. I don't want to say the name because she's going to light up right now.
Right, yeah.
The name.
So I got. Was that close enough? I thought I said S. Okay.
So I can activate and ask questions, read, make a better person out of myself, you know, and it's from myself.
You say, Schmegma, pick a number randomly between 1 and 10.
Schmegma.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to know how many light years are in a parsec, for example.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to know that.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there, and while I'm straining myself, how many?
Don't strain. Oh, my
Lord. Yeah, you're too old for that.
You're gonna pop a ring here. You're gonna be having to go to the
emergency. I need more fiber. It's a lack of fiber.
Lack of fiber. Yeah, you need to get the fiber. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. You have Bob's bag of fries. That'll clean you out.
Yeah. Now, the saddest thing that I heard for the bathroom thing was and Miles is gonna make a lot of noise here as soon as I say this. After my house burnt down, my son was pining for the days because we had a bathroom that had a window in front of the toilet. He could look out into the yard. It had a curtain on it, but apparently he would open the curtain and look out into the yard while he took a dump. I'm like, buddy, what are you doing? He's like, I liked it at night especially. I could look outside. And I'm like, really? This was happening? Like, yeah, what's wrong with that? He was little. It was younger then. So,
Dad, what about you?
What about you? I'm like, I never used that bathroom. That was the kid's bathroom. I didn't use that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But like, yeah, because his new bathroom, there's no windows. And so we rearranged things, and he doesn't have a window. So it was kind of like a skylight, only worse.
Yeah.
I do believe that the window was higher than the toilet, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So, and we don't live in a populated area, so that's another good part. But, you know, nobody was looking in the window, I can tell you that. So,
except the people that are picking your apples, like, hey, look.
Well, no, that's, thankfully, that's on the other side of the house. But, yeah, I mean, oh, okay. All my apple pickers, yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good memory, good toilet memories here tonight.
Good, yeah. Yeah, good times.
We're balls deep in toilets, folks.
Yep.
Did the skylight open? I mean, so that you could let the fumes just...
No.
No, it would have been cool if it would have opened, but it was more of a bubble, but, I mean, it's still pretty cool. Yeah. Still pretty cool.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it was... You could easily fit through it.
Yeah,
toilet, actually. You could fit you and the toilet through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was big.
Wait a minute. It was a bubble, so you could actually stand on the toilet and just put your head...
Well, not that big of a bubble. Short bubble, you know, like a short bubble.
Yeah, yeah. It
would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and he didn't live in, you know, an area that had too much light pollution, so you could see. You could see a lot.
We didn't even have cable or nothing. No, we didn't.
Wait, you're ruining my ending here. That was a good ending. That we didn't have cable or nothing.